Welcome to Unattended Consequences, a monthly auto-composition live stream that also generates this podcast and a patch tutorial video. The videos can be found at youtube.com/DougLinner. That's me. I've been playing synthesizers for more than 50 years and have contributed to the art through composition, performance, education, and journalism. And now, this. So, like the intro says, Unattended Consequences is a monthly auto-composition live stream. And auto-composition is also known as generative music or generative patching. That's actually the more popular term these days, and I think it was coined by Brian Eno. But I kind of like auto-composition more, so I'm going to call it that. So what is auto-composition? Well, an auto-composition is a system that is built up to perform by itself, so to speak. In this case, I use a modular synthesizer, Serge to be specific, and I patch program it to make various sounds and to make them in a way that is not controlled by me, except in the original patch design. Instead, it performs entirely autonomously, and the patch gives it the options that it can sound like, and the various ways that it can sound at all. So that's an auto-composition, except for one more thing, and that is the composition part. I think it's a lot of fun to try to imbue an automatic system with certain compositional elements. And so, putting the auto and the composition together, we have tonight's auto composition, and its subject is chaos. I've been enjoying the chaotic nature of much electronic music, certainly much of my electronic music, for many, many decades. But recently, my enjoyment and interest in chaos has come into a fresh focus because of the music that my friend composer Tom Dill has been doing, focusing on chaos, and the instruments that he's amassed that are ideally suited to chaotic performances. Tom has come down to the South Bay Sonic Circuits Electronic Music Open Mic a number of times in recent months, and I've really enjoyed listening to what he's done, and I've enjoyed, too, looking at the instruments and knowing just a little bit about how they work. Tom has also recently put out a release that's called Let's Have Fun with Chaos. And if you want to check out what he's been doing with the idea of chaos, that's a great place to do it. And I very much recommend that. When I was listening to his chaotic performances, there were a few things that struck me. These things really helped me to form my idea of musical chaos. And one of the things that I wanted to bring to the surface right away, and it's why I said musical chaos, if you look up the meaning of chaos, you get things like totally out of control, the lack of order, random. And these, of course, in the context of this cultural and social times that we're in, a total lack of structure, a total lack of anything that we rely on is a very negative thing. The cultural view of chaos is very negative. But isn't it kind of telling that the art of avant-garde experimental music and modular music finds the idea of chaos to be quite attractive, very pleasant to listen to, and full of delights and surprises? So right off the bat, I found myself in comfortable territory, even though, and this is rather comfortable too, I have to say, it's at total odds with the cultural concepts. But musically, I found myself totally comfortable with the idea of chaos. One of the things that I knew to be true of some of the devices that Tom was using is that in addition to the normal kinds of musical circuits such as voltage-controlled oscillators and filters and amplifiers, that some of these devices used analog shift registers. And analog shift registers has been something that I've been using for many, many decades. It was something that was put out on the first Serge systems that were released in the mid-1970s. I'm such a fan of analog shift registers that I think I have maybe 7 of them across my systems. So as you can see, I like them quite a bit. The great thing about analog shift registers, if you're not aware, is that you can take a voltage level and you can deliver it one place or another at times that you decide by how you trigger it. And so in the patch that I used for tonight's unattended consequence chaos, I used 2 analog shift registers, and they serve to do things like change the waveforms and the pitches and the filter settings of elements of the patch. So I think everybody probably has a really different idea of what musical chaos sounds like, and so you may not agree that this is even chaotic, though I think it is in some very important ways, at least in terms of my definition. So let me tell you a little bit about the experience that I had putting it together. When I first walked up to the instrument, I decided, first of all, to do this on the Mystery Serge because it's the first installation in this series of unattended consequences. And I wanted it to be a special start, and the Mystery Serge, being the first commercial Serge synthesizer, is certainly a special instrument to do it with. So, when I first started, one of the first things that I did was to just check out the random modules and outputs that I had available to me. And I quickly came to the opinion that randomness is not, to my ears, the same as chaos. And I started to realize that there were certain extremes that weren't correct for chaos, but to ignore the extremes was not correct either. So I thought, for instance, that while randomness is not the right basis for my chaos, patch, and peace, that I indeed needed to have some elements that might seem random to people, even if they're not exactly. So it can't be random, but it has to have elements of randomness. Another thing I noticed when I was listening to Tom is that his devices that were designed to output chaotic music would often get into little grooves and then move on from them. And so, you know, as I was patching it up, it's really easy on a synthesizer to do something that's periodic. But periodic is not chaotic to my ears. However, like random, there needs to be some of it. So far, my definition of chaotic music is that it can't be random, but it should have elements of that. And it can't be periodic, but it should have elements of that. Another thing that I thought was very important for chaotic music was for there to be different length periods of silence or extreme quiet. Now, one of the things that you can listen for if you listen deeply to the live stream is that volume is very carefully changed in this piece. It goes from periods of time where it's absolutely quiet to periods of time where it might just sound like audio is bleeding. But actually, because of the way the patch works, it takes advantage of being able to very finely control the amplitude. And the same thing is true of the waveform. The waveforms are varying between sine wave and ramp wave. So that is a very important deep listening element to this patch. So in this patch, I use some conventions that I've developed over the years. One of them is something that you might call a off-balance generator. And basically what I like to do is take two things, it may be two envelope generators or two smooth generators or two DUSGs, and have the output of one control the voltage input of the other, and finally adjust them so that it defeats obvious periodicity, something I don't really like that much in much of my own music. And I also used another element that I've used in the past, and you can see it in an old tutorial of mine about I think it was called Better Beats by Holding the Voltage or something like that. But indeed, I used the holding of the voltages of two envelope generators in this piece, and it's quite key. So those two elements created a little generator package, or an offsides generator, or off-kilter generator. I'll have to come up with a better name for that. The holds were being caused by the voltage outputs of two LFOs, in this case smooth generators, if you know the Serge system. So those two little packages are the basis of the auto generation and auto composition. Interestingly, after I had all of this put together and it was working nicely to my ears, I thought, you know what? I'm going to go back and test out this idea that I had early on that randomness was really not that appropriate to this idea of chaos. And so I went back and I, using random voltage generators in my systems, I introduced random voltages and experimented with introducing them at various places in the patch. And in every single case, I felt that it detracted from the actual chaotic nature of the patch, replacing it instead with something more random but less chaotic. So, am I crazy? I'll let you decide. I know that those of you who are really interested in the patching details are going to find the previous description to be a little lacking in detail. But that's all right, because the way this is going to work is that about a week after the live stream and podcast each month is published, I will follow up with a patch tutorial video, and it will give much more detail about exactly how I'm patching the auto composition together. So, I welcome you back next month. And if you're listening to this and haven't yet heard this month's musical auto composition, please go over to YouTube and do so. The address there is YouTube/Doug Linner, and you'll find the live stream, which will be archived there. And a week later, as I say, you'll find a patch tutorial. Meanwhile, you can visit with my ideas that I was interested in exploring in the podcast that is associated with each unattended consequence. So, thank you very much for being here. I'm glad that you took the time to listen to the live stream of this month's chaotic auto composition live stream. And I hope that you'll come back next month and see what will be new and unattended then. Thanks for listening to Unattended Consequences.